Broadcast is now starting. All attendees are in listen-only mode.
Hi, everybody, and good evening here from the Temple of Silence in Finland. I think we've all been through quite a bit with this new group of World Servers Festival Week, and it is my hope that a number of you have been able to attend one or other of the presentations occurring here in Finland, of course, and in upstate New York with the Life Bridge group and with the Hekal group in Israel, and I think quite a bit of activity going on in South America also. It has been our opportunity to impulse the next 7 years, which will be, I think, very, very important. And within that 7 years does occur the great conclave, when all of hierarchy and Shambhala as well come together to determine what may be 100 years of progress. So we, as we can see, the Capricorn being the sign in which the best of human nature is found, as well as the worst, I think we will see that, unfortunate though it is, the worst of human nature is also fighting against the possibility of emergence into the values which will characterize the new age. And as a result, we have some mighty inner work to do to try to prevent the fall of humanity back into its personality nature. And of course, we know that there are so many leaders that want precisely that. I do want to apologize for last night. It was the time for the science of triangles, but I think Tui and I have a lot to recover from. So also we'll have to pretty much wait tomorrow night at 18, or as you say, 6 p.m. GMT, is the beginning of our broadcast for the exact full moon in Capricorn, which occurs, if either Michael or BL can write it down in the chat box, at 19 and 21 and 9 seconds. So it's 7 o'clock, 21 minutes after 7 o'clock and 9 seconds. And we trust that you will be either present here or at your own activity, or as long as you celebrate the actual moment of the full moon. As DK says, it's as if a door opens, which is open at no other time. So in terms of transmitting positive energy to human consciousness and human living, and in terms of receiving such energy from the inner recesses, it's a very important moment. Obviously, here in Finland, we're a little later, so if you happen to be in the Finnish group, just add 2 hours, and then we are 21 and 9 seconds. And it will be at our usual link for broadcasts, which is the live link, and it's the YouTube link. and different from a webinar and having the possibility of music, of course. Well, it's quite a sign, this Capricorn. Mysterious, but it holds the secret to the soul. What might that be? Well, it's certainly an elevated state of consciousness in which a form of spiritual intelligence, spiritual love, and spiritual sacrificial will are all operative. And beyond, a kind of a synthesis occurs, and then some reflection of the great point of being within us, the monad. And it's the doorway. It's said that Capricorn rules the first five initiations. And so we can see that it is involved in preparing the way to mastership as well, just as Aquarius is and Pisces is. Tuya is always pointing out the esoteric value and the arcane nature of the last three signs of the zodiac. Now, normally we don't use them in that way because we're not there yet. But increasingly, we can ascend towards mastership one fine day. And during the age of Aquarius, we're told, interestingly, that many fifth degree initiates will be needed to help bring humanity through and into the fifth kingdom of nature. So maybe you can feel that responsibility weighing down upon you. Capricorn is, after all, the sign of responsibility, maybe above all signs, the sign of responsibility. So we're gearing up now for the approach to the actual Capricorn full moon, which will occur about 23 hours from now, and you can join us at 6 p.m. GMT, or if you're in another time zone, then just make the necessary adjustment. We have to, all of us, learn how to do that. Now, you know, BL has put up in the chat box where we can find Francis Donald's discussions of and illustrations of the various signs. But I think this is one of his very powerful illustrations. And the Egyptian gods are there. And I think above all, you know, the whole idea that the man has in a way become the unicorn. And he is staring through the capstone of a initiatory pyramid. And an eye is involved here. And it's very interesting. We understand that at the fourth initiation, we behold Sanat Kumara beholding us with an eye. It's no longer a star. It's an eye. And then by the time the fifth initiation is taken, we are face to face. Yeah, so we can see that BL is putting up these announcements, and you just copy them so you can join. So the man becomes the unicorn in a way at the third degree, and it seems to indicate that, and maybe beyond. the hierarchical ruler, the highest of all rulers in the system of astrology Master DK has given us, is Venus. And we do have Venus here putting in its appearance, and will allow our Earth to take full advantage of the Venusian energy, and will allow every human being who has climbed to that stage to take full advantage of what the solar angel can offer before it wings its way back to the heart of the sun or even higher. Here, I suppose, is Aquila the eagle. With Capricorn, the three constellations, I think, you know, Tuya has brought this out, are the arrow, a Sagitta, full of pain, full of suffering, full of the necessary suffering to truly become a member of the fellowship of Christ's sufferings. And we do have to remember that the vehicle that the Christ used was that of the Master Jesus, which apparently, according to some of the best astrologers, was born with the sun in Capricorn, as we celebrate it, with Virgo rising, born of the Virgin, as it were. But of course, this has a deeper meaning than strict physicality. It's all about the energies. So the eagle is, Sagitta and Delphinus, the dolphin, the playful part, half living in water and half on the land, and half in the air and half in the water, you know, not on land, but water and air. That is Delphinus. And actually, the celebratory powers of Capricorn are very great. The old Saturnalia used to occur at that time. But finally, we reach the third decanate, where the power really comes in. It's usually ruled by it's Mercury. But add to that the Sun and Vulcan, and we have a very strong initiatory setup. So Capricorn is always the sign of initiation if the person born is near that cusp or qualifying in some manner. And in this particular case, when you find yourself born with the sun in the last decanate of Capricorn, the opportunity is special and the demands are special. So this is truly the old Egyptian setup with certain of the gods and goddesses present and a chance for real elevation. I guess it cannot be denied that the man is becoming the angel. If you look on the back of his the shirt he's wearing, you see the spread wings. He's becoming the firebird, and he has slain the king of beasts, and the lion's skin is there, and he's resting upon the lion's skin, and that gives him the qualification to go still further. So please read in the chat box where you can go deeper into what Francis has said, and many excellent things on sacred geometry and various quotations from the Tibetan, which are very much to the point. The I think an earlier illustration was this Gompa, And it gives you the sense that you are passing through the portal of initiation and making the climb to the summit, where the deep issues and studies are undertaken. I guess we must not underestimate the mystery of Capricorn and the fact that Capricorn, as a mysterious sign, is not yet solved in terms of its glyph. Many people speculate on what is the glyph, the insignia of Capricorn, but so far it's just speculation, because as the Tibetan tells us, it lets in more power with more danger than does the unopened or the opened pentagram. In other words, the improperly sealed pentagram. So now let's see. I think there's one more thing that I'd like to look at here. The banner and the Jofra illustration. Let's see if I can make that just a little somehow bigger and keep the two of them together. Maybe it's possible. I'm not sure. Well, I won't worry about that right now. Lost the Mayan light supernal, yet on that light I turned my back. And the degrees of light supernal are numerous. It's not just the first light supernal that we encounter at the third initiation that may make of us the transfigured initiate. And we may be, in a sense, lost in the wonder of this solar Venusian light. But there are higher lights that we can only name supernal, and we climb towards them. The law of group progress is under Capricorn, and we also call it the law of elevation. So obviously we are separating ourselves away from that which holds us into the bounded, cramped state, and we achieve a certain degree of elevation. Here, you know, you might almost expect to see the unicorn on top of this little mountain. You certainly do see Father Time, and he carries the sickle in a Saturnian way. But it's very interesting about youth and age. About Capricorn, it's been somewhat humorously said that they become younger as they become older. And I think there's something to that. But they're getting ready to be truly born again into higher worlds. And so the idea of age and extreme maturity turning into youth is not a fanciful idea. Of course, everything is rocky and condensed, and the laws of condensation are pretty much ruled under this first ray, third ray, fifth ray sign. And yes, there is a great light shining. In conventional astrology, you don't see that. You think of Taurus, the earth sign, Capricorn, the earth sign, as quite dense. And from the ordinary perspective, they are. But otherwise, they are great dispensers of light. So when we start to use this phrase, lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back, it's a very deep probe into the heavenly light. And I hope that all of us will be using that mantra, and we'll find a way to make it real to us, so that somehow the supernal light can be sensed, and the spirituality behind this densest of all the signs. What a contradiction. It's the most elevated sign in, from a certain perspective, and still the most dense. I hope we will find our spiritual youthfulness as we prepare to be born again in higher and higher ways. Now, whatever the initiation before you may be, do we have a problem? Excuse me. I'm just trying to make sure that we don't have a problem, but
We're good to go, Michael. We just had a new attendee, and I've muted him.
Okay, we're good. Okay, thank you. Thank you, BL. So the whole idea of youth. Now, think about Sanat Kumara, and think about the relation of his name to Saturn. Sanat, Saturn. And think about this contrast between youth and age, and how he is called eventually the youth of endless summers. In a way, the whole initiation process goes beyond the assessment of the personality, as DK says, a tired and old and sad figure. We are bursting into an entirely new possibility of livingness. And I guess people who are at the initiatory stage in Capricorn begin to realize that. But we too, we have some more days in Capricorn. We have experienced the new year. We've experienced what always comes every 7 years in Capricorn, the festival week of the new group of world servers. We have the ammunition. We have the power that has descended upon us. So maybe we can find a way to really come to terms with it and to really use it. I'm sorry for these interruptions. For some reason, my Skype phone seems unusually active tonight. Okay. All right. Now I think we can get into our meditation, which can be one of the more profound meditations of the year. And of course, you know, it cannot be denied that Capricorn is intimately connected with the angel of the presence, which is an extension, in a way, of the great solar angel on the Buddhic plane. So if you'll study your table of hierarchies, you will see Capricorn related by special arrangement to the fifth creative hierarchy. So many mysteries, and let us try to get into them in a way that they become not just words, but more and more meaningful to us. Okay. So our our meditation, and we are less than 24 hours to the exact moment of the full moon, at 19:21:09 GMT. And we should really now intensify our approach. The day before, the day itself, the day after, these are very important. We're in that, we've entered, I think, a day of dedication. And when we reach the 12-hour time, which is about 7 in the morning GMT, we will be within that range that Master DK mentioned, is that he welcomes those who are approaching in group formation. So remember that. This is not an individual approach. This is an approach with your fellow souls. And then starting at the moment, well, maybe 12 hours before and 12 hours after, in a way, the safeguarding of the descent of the energy. And then we share it in all solemnity in the best way we can. Now, you know, if I say a word like solemnity, you might think that Capricorn doesn't have a sense of humor. But the people who are affected by this sign have one of the best senses of humor. It's a peculiar contradiction, but they do. Now, we'll go ahead. And we'll begin by withdrawing, imaginatively withdrawing our consciousness from the personality and its vehicles, and we will enter deeply into the presence of the soul. So we are the soul in incarnation. Try to impress that upon yourself. We are the witness of the vehicles, and in a way we are not those vehicles. And of course, in a far deeper way, we are. And we allow the sense of the ever-present self, you know, the personality which we normally imagine to be ourselves, we allow that to fade out, and the sense of the egoic lotus, the causal body, the radiant augades of the higher mental plane, we allow that to fade in. I'd like to get this, if I could. And this is the diagram, of course, that I think with the authentic, more authentic colors, what we understand is that There is no red in the petals of the egoic lotus. So an earlier illustration seemed to exhibit red. It would not be correct. Rather, rather, the color is rose color. And this is a more permanent home for us. And we imagine perhaps that we are in the very center of this egoic lotus. Because it is a truer and more lasting body than the personality vehicle. All of us to the master look something like this, maybe not so fully unfolded, because this appears to be a diagram at least of one who is about to take the fourth initiation. But we're known interiorly by what we look like on the higher mental plane and also etherically. And we get the sense that we can be in the presence of a spiritual knowledge through the knowledge petals. Spiritual love through the love petals, spiritual sacrificial will through the sacrifice petals. We send that energy to that area around the mental unit that we are going to use to imagine the Antikarana. It's a group of retained energies through which the imagined Antikarana passes. And we send the factor of synthesis through and into that group of retained energies. And finally, the very energy, mysterious energy, of the jewel in the lotus. Is it sevenfold? Is it eightfold? And why? And we will learn to think inside the higher mind one day. Calling upon all of our experience from many lives. And reaching towards the monastic permanent atom, as we see one aspect of the larger triangle. And thinking, learning to think in higher mind terms towards the abstract mind. And the great thoughts of humanity will be accessible to us. We won't just hear about them, we'll know something of their real nature. But the method of building the Antikarana given by DK is to project that line of light through all the seven colors. Imaginatively from the astral vehicle to the Buddhic vehicle, and passing through that group of energies retained around the mental unit. Let's visualize. The multicolored bridge, perhaps with the colors of your soul and personality ray more emphasized, but for all of us, in group form, in what is essentially a second ray group, we see the whole bridge, largely colored by indigo, and our launching point is somehow the mental unit. And there are seven words of power, you know. I assert the fact. I see the greatest light. Purpose itself am I. Two, merge with one. Three minds unite, the highest light controls, and finally, the highest and the lowest meet. And though when you are practicing the Antikarana, as you will with the Arcane School or in the Moria Federation at a certain point of development in Quest Universal, you can use your own combination of colors. But right now we're going to use principally the indigo color. And we will project a line of vivid light from the mental unit to the monastic permanent atom. And inwardly we will say to ourselves, I see the greatest light, because Shambhala for us, which is our destination, is the source for us of unfettered enlightenment. And part of that pours through the new schools, which are presently being prepared. So let's sound three ohms. I'll just have to choose a note, and unfortunately you can keep ohming if you wish, but doesn't work so well for me, so it'll be shorter. Shorter ohms. But I see the greatest light in this indigo, principally indigo Antikarana, and shoot that white rapier-like stream of light upwards, and one day it will be met by the descending forces of the triad. Om. Oh. than you can imagine. The line of white light touching the monastic permanent atom and moving towards the Buddhic and atmic permanent atoms, and some energy coming forth to meet your projection. I see the greatest light. The light is substantial, and you can bathe in that light. Feel it as much as possible coming from Shambhala as purpose, as the highest will. Now this is the world in which the masters hold their consciousness. It's even above the mental plane, or at least the highest part of the mental plane for the mental and scientific ashrams, with the majority of ashrams being found on the Buddhic level, and some few more colored by the first ray on the atmic level. All inspired by the unfettered enlightenment of Shambhala. We want to feel the presence of the Lodge of Masters, which is in their work as this Capricorn full moon is approaching. There are apparently some 63 masters in a completed ashram, and then a new grouping must be formed, but we know so little about it thus far, and are learning to work in representation of the hierarchy, and especially the ashram which dictates our work in the world. And our service work, really. We have discussed this. We serve within the new group of world servers if we are true members according to a certain ashramic line. So we express now our solidarity with the elder brothers of whom we know. There are so many of whom we do not know. And we offer our heartfelt gratitude to the Masters, and especially to Christ, the Master of all Masters, the head of the hierarchy, the teacher alike of angels and of human beings. Oh, oh. Salutations to the Christ, the great teacher, the master of all masters, the teacher alike of angels and of human beings. And then to the triad of masters, the triangle with whom we work very closely, Master Moria, Master Kutumi, Master Chualkul. Oh. Oh. We offer our salutations to each of the three. Om. Salutations to the Master Moria, the head of all esoteric schools and organizations, the one who strengthens all true disciples. Salutations to the Master Kutumi, KH, whose ashram is most responsible for engineering the reappearance of his brother, the Lord Maitreya. Salutations to the Master Chualkul, the messenger of the Masters at this time, who has given us the blue books and so much of what is in the Blavatsky presentation. And a teaching to come, beginning around the year 2025. He who trains disciples for initiation. Salutations to your own master, as you either know him to be or conceive him to be. Salutations to the entire spiritual hierarchy of our planet. And now going still more inwardly in the imagination process. We raise our thoughts to Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known, and with deepest reverence and in all humility, we attempt as a group, identified as the group soul, to attune with the presence of Shambhala, particularly of Sanat Kumara, the highest example of the great teaching ray upon our planet. And we sound the long, silent inner Om as we attempt this attunement. And as a result of this group attunement, this group alignment, may we carry out more successfully our little role within the divine plan. And may we live under the impress of divine purpose. There is quite a difference between living the ordinary life of the personality and living under the impress of the energies of higher mind and the cosmic ethers. Now we begin our interior journey, facing the energies now available, and under the guidance of Master DK. So let us come together as a point. We are one radiant points of light, of love, and of sacrificial will. Imagination, we are this, and we dwell in and as that point for a moment. The golden pathway leads to the heart of the indigo sun. And there we will find, we will find the consciousness of Master DK. And so this golden pathway shortens and shortens as that point of light, love, and power, we seem to ride above it and as it disappears into the sphere of indigo, so do we. And our consciousness is as if in the presence of Master DK. And to the extent possible, we seek to become an outpost of his consciousness. Now we're going to meet the planets and the rays and the stars, etc., that are involved with the available energies of the time. Two times Saturn rules Capricorn, exoterically and esoterically. First, and without it, we can accomplish nothing. The discipline to honor all of life's duties and karmic requirements as they present themselves. And later, to conform to the laws of the soul. This is really our objective, especially the first five laws of sacrifice, magnetic impulse, service, repulse, and group progress. Esoterically, by obeying these laws, we conform. A great Saturnian word, we conform to the life of the soul and the way it would express itself in our personal life. But then, hierarchically, we enter the beautiful light of Venus, the hierarchical ruler, and get our first impression of light supernal. As the third degree approaches, this will become more and more possible. A full illumination, a full transfiguration. So our groups and we individually, we need these qualities of energy. Saturn is the planet of opportunity, and more so it's spiritual opportunity, more so than strictly personal opportunity, but it does liberate the person as well. So let us realize our responsibilities. What really, really, really are our responsibilities? Because if we carry these out properly, then the spiritual possibilities will open, but not until. Let us bring the Saturnian energy into our individual lives and into our groups, seeking the help to carry out our spiritual responsibilities. And so we will be strengthened to do what is right in the more physical context as we climb and put underfoot the mountain of karma. And when we think of the esoteric Saturn and its relation to the divine plan and our will to live according to the divine plan, according to the laws of the soul, we sacrifice so that we can do that. And we're animated by spiritual will from the atmic plane. And Lord Brahma is, in a way, our instructor. It's a different approach to Saturn, much more interior. The duties have to be handled, but what about really living in conformity with at least five of the laws of the soul? And read up on those in esoteric psychology too. And this time when we take Saturn into our individual and group life, We're taking the laws of the soul with us. And we're taking the ability to conform to the inner requirements. So these laws supersede the strictly natural laws, and we know what it is to sacrifice for the sake of the plan and the soul. We know what it is to meet others as souls and not just as personalities. We know the line of service we should be taking. We know how to repulse those energies which interfere with the soul life. And we know how to seek elevation and progress upward with our group. So we'll sound the Om again, bringing a deeper approach to Saturn. Saturn rules so much of the cosmic physical plane. We're not talking now strictly physically. We're talking about the spiritual will. And eventually we're talking about the entire cosmic physical plane. At last, we come to Venus, which is so very important to every disciple, initiate, and to our entire planet. The pure spiritual love, which is coming from the second ray, sixth ray monad of Venus. Love and knowledge come together, producing wisdom. The union of the heart and mind we will achieve. In the supernal light on top of the first mountain, and increasingly on top of ever higher mountains. And the secret of the soul can be revealed. Think about Venus as your solar angel, angel of the presence. One day the solar angels were as we are now, but they learned. think about the twin sisters of Earth and Venus, and how Venus is that towards which the Earth strives. How we will have the qualities of Venus on this planet more and more. The Earth will probably undertake the masculine role, Venus the feminine role. Their monads are finally and essentially one for Earth and two for Venus. But just the way Venus educates Mars, so Venus can educate the Earth. At this time of very subtle light, may we learn something about the light supernal, something real. And may we live in that light increasingly. All of us, whatever the rays of our planet, are part of the Great Heart. Our sun, the eventual second ray monad, the present second ray soul, the present second-ray personality, a great heart center. So no matter what may be our rays, more essentially, we have the consumed fire of love. Every one of us must be part of this consuming fire of love. Try to get the feel of that. Everything else is a subray and a subsign for us to the consuming fire of love. And one day, we will participate in that heart. Some may choose other paths, but some will be within the cosmic logos in which our solar logos is the heart center. And in this crazy world with so many misidentifications and simply wrong assessments of reality, it's the love. That underlies everything, including Capricorn. And we think of this beautiful triangular constellation, normally with its first, third, and seventh rays. But we think for a moment together, as we will over the coming day and tomorrow night, at least here in Europe, of the mantram. Lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back. Lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back. Let's ponder this light of initiation, the light which, as D.K. says, clears the way to the mountaintop and produces transfiguration, thus revealing the rising sun. So, you know, go to page 329, 330 of your astrology book, and you'll find it there, the prelude to the rising sun. Lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back. Let's ponder for a few moments. Think of the sacrifice involved here. That light, brighter and more beautiful than people can conceive when they think of, ordinarily, of heaven. How beautiful just to stay there, of course. Yet on that light, I turn my back and I descend the mountain to carry what light I can to those who have so little of it. And lo, the face of those upon the darkened path receives that light. For them the way is not so dark, no longer so dark. So what a light bearer Capricorn can be, and how it can represent the supernal light instead of just staying there and enjoying it, as it were. It's so important every year to make our alignment with Capricorn. The depths of it, the soul-revealing aspect of it. Lost am I in light supernal, yet on that light I turn my back for the sake of others. And every great teacher has turned his back, so the illumination is behind him, shining through him, and many others then, through him, receive the great light. It already starts with the one about whom naught may be said, I think on this diagram, page 340, and it's not 340, it's the fifth diagram in Cosmic Fire. We have an illustration of the higher strata. And this little green triangle, as I can see it, on the cosmic monadic plane, is what we call the one about whom naught may be said. And there are many other such groupings and super groupings and so forth. And the energy will go forth from the heart and the head center of the one about whom naught may be said. Each constellational lord is there. The first, third, and seventh rays pour forth through that particular being, who is the Lord of Capricorn. There's a dragon connection here. There's a throat center connection. There's a head center connection. Capricorn is involved in all of that. But finally, our local little cosmic logos is reached, where our sun is an ever more sensitive heart center. And into our solar system, the Capricornian energy enters, animating Saturn, animating Venus, and of course, eventually the Earth. precious energies of the great unknown deity, the energies of our cosmic logos, of our solar logos, of our two sacred planets, Saturn and Venus, all in various ways reach the Earth and pass through us as the monad, pass through us as the soul, and the chakras are animated, they are stimulated. And for people like ourselves, the causal body is built. And for those who are higher than we, other kinds of processes can occur. But our will is strengthened, our mind is strengthened, our ability to manifest is strengthened. And we're just tiny little beings here. As DK says, microscopic man. But we gather together to help bring through that which is intended by the planetary logos of our planet and by great entities beyond. And we live in that stream of multiple energy, not forgetting it, remembering it, not returning to normal, as it were, but elevating our point of tension. Where will this Capricorn energy help in the world today? Obviously, our politics are out of control. And this is a great political sign. So maybe think about some place in the world where the Capricorn energy can be applied. This is a great sign of applied law. And the personality is Mars. It is a rebel against the law. And if we descend into that personality and forget all that has been achieved, we will be rebels against divine law. But it doesn't have to be that way, and we hope that within the divinity of man is the corrective against the elemental magnetism which wants to obstruct greater possibilities. And so, friends, we have completed this little bit today. Tomorrow, the actual full moon at 19 and 21 minutes. 19 hours, 21 minutes, and 9 seconds. And we begin at 18 GMT. It will be a broadcast, not a webinar. And between now and then and following, we can get deeply into these Capricorn energies. Somehow deeply into these Capricorn energies and try to fathom them, because they're not easy. The obvious is the obvious, but when you look for the energy that opens the door to the secret of the soul, this is saying something. So, check out the chat box for information. Copy and paste it for yourself. And we will close with the idea of redeeming the earth, or at least doing our little bit. By using the great invocation. And thank you for attending this warm-up to the actual Capricorn full moon tomorrow. And really, what shall I say, in about 20, 22 hours, something like that. So let us say aloud where you are, just as long as you're on self-mute, the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men. The purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Home. Thank you, friends. Lots of love and many blessings from the whole team that is bringing you these programs. Our ASK programs begin in full measure next week again. We will not be having the Cosmic Fire work right after the full moon meditation. It's just too much. So we'll ponder on the full moon tomorrow, and you will have that in your broadcast. And then we'll continue until it's time for conference, at which time we have to take a break. And hopefully you'll be able to tune in on the many offerings that will come to you through the conference and through the broadcasts and webinars that take the conference into consideration. Thank you, and prepare for the full moon. We will see you tomorrow, at least some of you, and those who have your own activities for the full moon, have some wonderful sessions going deeply into a realization. Bye-bye for now.